Now, the amount of loans taken out by business owners this country exceeded 302 trillion won in the second quarter of this year. To put that in perspective, it was a 70% increase from the first quarter of 2013. According to data from the Bank of Korea presented at a recent parliamentary audit by lawmaker Kim Nguyen of the ruling Democratic Party, the data also showed that the amount of loans showed a steady increase since early 2013, and a recent report by Moody's warned the growth of loans for small businesses actually poses a risk for local banks. Sophia Lee is Vice President and Senior Credit Officer at Moody's Investor Service and joins us on the line from Hong Kong. Thank you for taking the time.
Hi, morning. Thanks for having us.
And Moody's has had quite a lot to say about the economy here recently. Let's start with this specific question about loans, though. How much of an increase have we really seen by business owners going further than the numbers I just gave?
Sure. For the whole system-wide in June 2018, it grew by 15.6% to 591 trillion won. And when we look at banks only, the growth rate was 12.9% in June 2018. Now, that's quite high when we consider the banking sector's total credit growth, which was just 4%.
How does such an increase impact the asset soundness for banks, though?
Moody's see asset quality risk rising. When we see credit growth that far exceeds nominal GDP growth or system-wide credit growth, we start to monitor closely because that could indicate that underwriting criteria is being loosened. In this case, after a few years of very strong loan growth and maturing, non-performing loans may start to rise. The loans to small business owners account for about 22% of banks' total loans, so the size is quite big. Having said that, the asset quality so far is still good. 30-day overdue loan ratio is only 0.3%.
What's your outlook for the trend considering our aging population as well here?
Moody's expects loans to small businesses to grow strongly. Part of the driver is rapid population aging. According to the Bank of Korea, 24% of such loans are made to borrowers over 60 years old. Also, according to 2017 census survey, about 56% of households feel unprepared for retirement. Against this backdrop, many retirees start small businesses as a source of their retirement income.
If we look at some of the other data from Moody's lately, the prediction that came out late last week, the economy will expand 2.5% this year, but will slow down to 2.3% next year. The macroeconomic outlook for G20 countries generally, among that report, South Korea was not looking particularly positive. Some of the factors cited were uncertainty surrounding US trade policy and worsening external demand. But can you elaborate a little bit more on some of the risks?
Sure. There are other several factors that will specifically affect the loans to small business owners. First is the weakening consumer sentiment, which can affect consumer spending. In August, for example, composite consumer sentiment index fell below 100 for the first time since March 2017. An index below 100 means that there are more people that are pessimistic about economic outlook than positive. Second is rising unemployment rate. Moody's see unemployment rate rising further from current 4%, considering very weak new job creation, which fell to multi-year low level in July this year. Third is rapid rise in the number of failed small companies. Moody's expects such failure to continue to rise, considering the fact that the number of startups have increased significantly to more than 1.2 million companies in 2017. However, when we look at five-year survival rate for small companies, they are quite low at just 27%.
Are the relevant measures that we're seeing taken here enough to minimize the risks?
So far, Moody's see the risks as well handled. First, the regulator has tightened the real estate-related measures, which are also applicable to small real estate businesses, which accounts for about 41% of total loans for small business owners. Also, tight loans to value ratio is applied to real estate lessors when they request for loans, and banks now must take into account whether rental incomes are sufficient to cover real estate lessors' interest expenses. Second, banks have maintained strong underwriting standards. For example, Moody's estimates that majority of bank loans to small businesses are borrowers with strong credit scores. Also, about 80% of the loans are collateralized. The average loan size is also quite small, which helps banks to diversify their risk.
When we assess the government's economic policy, we've seen so much controversy lately, a shift of the finance minister reflecting that, but also the Bank of Korea under great pressure given global trends on the interest rate front. How do you evaluate the overall support for the banking sector here?
So we see the Korean government's support for the banking system to be very strong and expect this to continue. Such view results in Korean banks having credit ratings that are about four notches higher than comparing to without government support. And this is higher than other banking systems that we cover, which normally have 2 to 3 notches of government support.
Can you also tell us about the Moody's report going a little bit further back to September, which evaluated that the future of banking business here does look bleak? Because, I mean, you've been very positive about the way the government's handling this, but it's not just us. Japan, Taiwan also suffering from low profitability on the banking side.
Sure. So Moody's published a report on demographic changes that will bring new challenges and opportunities. So specifically for Korea, we see that prime age populations will start to decline from 2021. And key challenges Moody's highlights are, first, Korean banks' very high costs relative to revenue and lower return on assets, which will be negatively affected by shrinking customer pools. This, in turn, will limit Korean banks' ability to invest in technology. Growth will also be constrained because Korea's banking population, banking penetration is high, while Korean households already have sizable debt. And these challenges also apply to Japan and Taiwan as well.
We already have sizable debt, but it's a situation that does need to adapt to a changing demographic. Presumably, we're going to have to welcome more foreign residents as well. If the population starts to age, and if we do have more foreign residents, the banking sector's options for them will have to adapt, because right now it's still quite challenging. Certainly foreign residents are not viewed in the same light as locals when it comes to taking out loans and getting access to credit and so on. Sophia Lee, Vice President and Senior Credit Officer for Moody's Investors Service, thank you so much for offering your expertise to us this morning.